This is the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.
Amber, a record has finally dropped, and oh God, the amount of people vying for this one. I can't believe it's lasted this long. Irene Robinson from Dorset has become the first person to play the bagpipes on every continent.
Wow.
Well done, sounding interested.
I mean, Irene likes her bagpipes, she obviously, certainly does. So good on her. She's worked very hard.
She has played in a cell in Alcatraz. She's played in Antarctica. She played in front of the Christ the Redeemer, the Sydney Opera House.
Yep.
She's got around.
Yes.
She's been doing it for charity.
Good.
This was a self-funded trip where she went to all 7 continents. She travelled 50,000 miles in 50 days, and she has raised £5,000 for charity.
So that would be like $8,000?
Seems like that if she just didn't take a 50-day holiday around the globe, she probably could have just donated a bit more to charity.
What charity is she?
Dunno.
Oh, see, not even raising awareness for a particular charity?
Look, she might have, but it might be buried in this article somewhere. I'm currently wrestling with this laptop a little bit, so details are a little bit scarce.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? If her plan was to have a holiday and, you know, do this on the side, more power to her. Amber just lost her nose ring in the desk. That's gone, you know.
No,
it's fallen down one of the cracks.
I can see it. You're anyway, maybe because it was a self-funded trip, she's got some people to help her out with accommodation, and
it might not
be as expensive as like we're all thinking.
I don't know. Accommodation's one thing, flights are another.
Yeah, flights are pretty pricey.
50 countries.
Maybe she's been saving up for 5 years.
Granted, if like this was just her having a holiday and it was on the side, I'm going to do this as well, then more power to her.
Yeah.
If she's like, I'm going to do a fundraising tour, then I'm sorry, Irene, you failed miserably.
This is Scoopla.
The very prestigious Oscars are on today.
Yes.
But let's forget about those guys for a minute.
Yeah.
I need to talk about the annual Razzie Awards. So it's kind of like a pre-Oscars event.
It's the anti-Oscars.
That celebrate the worst films rather than the best films.
Yeah, the worst actors, the worst screenplays, directors. No one's safe from the Razzies.
Yes. What do we got? 50 Shades of Grey.
They've cleaned up. Well done.
Absolutely dominated the Razzies. They won five.
They got Worst Picture, Worst Actor, Worst Actress.
Yep.
Worst On-Screen Team.
Yep. That sucks. In a movie like purely about the duo.
Yeah. You needed chemistry there, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think that's what happens when you hire a model instead of an actor.
Mm.
Just throwing it out there. But also for Worst Picture, though, I mean, they tied for first on that one with the Fantastic Four. Good job. You took a Fantastic, one of the biggest franchises on the planet in the comic book universe, and you made one of the worst movies of all time. I mean, great job. Great job.
Yep. Okay, so Eddie Redmayne is nominated for an Oscar for The Danish Girl.
Uh-huh.
But he won a Razzie for Worst Supporting Actor in his role in Jupiter Ascending.
Keep in mind that Eddie Redmayne won an Academy Award
last year.
Mm. And now he's running for a Razzie.
Yeah, well, he's also in the running for an Oscar. That could be a sweet, sweet victory after a Razzie, I reckon.
Jeez, that's rough.
Kaylee Cuoco earned Worst Supporting Actress for her role in Alvin and the Chipmunks. Take it away, Billows.
I think this is a bit rough. Yep. First of all, it's a voice role.
Yep.
You don't see her once. I think that's a bit rough for a supporting actress, Razzie.
Does she just...
On the other side of that coin... her voice is that manipulated to sound like a chipmunk, you can barely even say it's Kaylee. I've seen this movie.
Right.
And you wouldn't know it's Kaylee Cuoco. I don't know. It just seems rough to me on that one. Well, also, voice actors can't win Academy Awards.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think...
She's got to win something then.
Well, I don't think it's fair that she can't win... She can win a Razzie, but not an Academy Award for the same thing.
Aww.
I think that's for everyone. I just think, yeah, for a voice role, that's really mean.
Yeah, that is true.
Because, like, they wanted to... Oh, what's his name? The guy who plays Gollum in the... And Caesar in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. He does all the motion capture stuff, and so it really is him putting on an amazing performance, but it's all computer generated, so he's not eligible.
Yeah, right.
Because he's never on the screen. Yeah. So I think that's a bit rough. That being said, I think that it Alvin and the Chipmunks definitely deserved its nomination for worst remake, ripoff, or sequel. But pipped by the Fantastic Four again.
Yep.
There is one I want to talk about, actually.
Okay.
Which is the Redeemer Award. I like this one.
Okay.
Because it's, like, from people who, like, we've made fun of you in the past for your horribleness.
Yeah.
But you're doing some great things this year.
Ooh,
so they nominated
brilliant.
Elizabeth Banks. She won 1 year for being in movie 43 to directing Pitch Perfect 2. They're like, well done, Pitch Perfect 2 was great.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan, they went, yeah, you got a bit rubbish, but the new horror movie, The Visit, very good.
You've redeemed yourself.
Will Smith got the Razzie win for After Earth, but then he starred in Concussion, which I've heard is brilliant.
Okay.
But the winner of the Redeemer Award was Sylvester Stallone. They just called him an all-time Razzie champ to an award contender for Creed, portraying Rocky Balboa.
Of course.
For the 7th time in 40 years.
Wow.
Rocky 1 was a long time ago.
Yeah, wow.
So, yeah, Sylvester Stallone, the only real winner on the night.
Yep.
Yep.
The only real winner. Yes, because of the redemption.
Yes.
Yes, great.
And he may win an Academy Award too.
For all your stars, gossip and hype, head along to starfm.com.au. Hit the scoop link. It's
don't
all
give me that look, Missy.
Right now.
He got the Golden Globe for it.
Oh, I don't know.
I heard you say the Golden Globes are a very good indicator of who's going to win the Academy Awards. Your words.
Interesting.
We'll see.
Now, things are about to get very heated between Kylie Jenner and Australia's very own sweetheart, Kylie Minogue.
Are they forming a Kylie's club?
No, they're getting heated. So it's the opposite of coming together.
Are they forming separate Kylie clubs?
Kind of, actually.
Okay.
So last year it was announced that Kylie Jenner was going to trademark Kylie in the US. And now it seems that our very own sweet little Kylie Minogue won't be having any of that.
Mm-mm-mm. I'd agree, because if you told me that Kylie was coming to town, I'd immediately think Kylie Minogue.
As an Australian, I would think Kylie Minogue.
But I mean, even just the name on its own, she's like one of those. It'd be like if you said Britney was coming to town.
Britney Spears.
You'd assume Britney Spears, wouldn't
right.
you? I would not assume Kylie Jenner. Like, those two names have to go together.
Mm-hmm.
They're synonymous with
it's like Kylie Minogue's a veteran. She's been around for ages.
Yeah.
We know her. We love her. Kylie Jenner, like,
and it's not like she's only famous in Australia either.
No.
She's definitely famous very worldwide.
Big, yeah, very big in the UK as well. Anyway, so Kylie Minogue has filed an application to the courts to stop Kylie Jenner claiming ownership of the name. Let's not forget, Kylie Minogue has trademarks for Kylie Minogue Darling as one.
Okay, so all three words together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kylie Minogue is also trademarked by Kylie Minogue.
That's fair.
Understandably. Lucky the Kylie Minogue musical is also trademarked. And I love it.
I don't think Kylie Jenner was going to go after any of them just quietly.
Yeah, no, me either. But but see, like, Kylie Jenner can trademark Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. And she probably already has.
She can if she wants to do that,
I think that, yeah, that's very fair. I'd be surprised if a judge would allow Kylie Jenner to trademark that just because Kylie Minogue does go by just Kylie.
Yeah.
And she's
taken to Twitter to address this situation with a sly kind of passive-aggressive tweet.
Oh, do it.
Hello, my name is Kylie, all in capitals.
I like that. I like that. Simple, to the point.
Yep. It's her name. She's not lying.
Yep. No,
100% her name.
Surely Kylie Jenner can't win that one. She just doesn't go by that name enough. Like, on its own.
Kylie Jenner.
Yep.
Trademark that.
I guarantee she has.
Good.
I guarantee Kris Jenner has trademarked any possible future Jenner name. Just type into your name with Jenner at the end of it. Chances are Kris Jenner's already bought it.
Hey, the internet is a wonderful place at times.
Oh, it can be an awful place at times too, but sure, there is some wonderfulness out there.
I'm talking about a good
reason
for the internet. A video is going viral of a young African girl singing Beyonce's hit song, Halo. Everything I need.
Song.
Beautiful song.
Yep.
It is actually quite an old Beyonce song.
Yes.
So it was uploaded, this video was uploaded on YouTube back in December, but it's only just started to do the rounds. This girl is amazing.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Hit me with her.
All right. Here we go.
I'm surrounded by embrace. Baby, I can see
pretty impressive pipes on her.
Wow. Okay, so the video was posted on Reddit. Some users are hoping that the girl will get her wish and get to meet Beyonce. I feel like that's something Beyonce would do.
Possibly. I mean, so she lives in Africa.
Yeah, so
that's going to be a logistical nightmare.
I'm going to tweet out the video.
Yep.
I think it becomes very apparent that English obviously isn't her first language.
Okay, so it goes on where she struggles with a few words.
Nails it. Like,
yeah.
At 99.5 Star FM is where you need to head to check out that video. Share it round.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, geez, getting her to meet Beyonce is going to be a tall order, though, I reckon.
Just, you know, she can hope.
We can all hope. I've been hoping to meet Beyonce since I was 14. Hasn't happened yet. Amber, if you've been on the internet the last week or so, you've probably come across a new viral video just entitled Damn Daniel.
Damn Daniel, back at it again with the white van. Damn Daniel, damn Daniel.
It's just this poor kid walking around. He's got an annoying friend. He just happens to wear white shoes every now and then.
I love it.
And this kid just films him every time. Just,
yeah.
What? You're wearing shoes? I better film you.
Yeah. I love it.
Poor Daniel. It is pretty funny, honestly. Well, they're obviously enjoying their 15 minutes of fame.
They were on Ellen?
They were on Ellen.
That was like my goal. Like, oh my God, imagine if we could get on Ellen for the Magpie video.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should have done something really original, like wearing shoes, Amber. I mean, there was your mistake. Damn, Amber.
Damn, Amber.
Well, whilst on Ellen, he was offered, and I believe may take up, a lifetime supply of white vans.
Oh, my God. As if you wouldn't.
That's pretty great, isn't it? To that, he said, yes, please. I'll take a lifetime supply of shoes. I like them.
Yeah.
They're in that video. You're welcome. Yeah. I'll take them.
Free plug for vans just everywhere.
He was also offered a modelling contract.
Oh, he's a very strapping young man, actually.
He is. Well, he wants nothing to do with that.
Oh,
he's like, oh, fantastic. Laptop's decided to wake up. He's like, no, that's not for me. This is my 15 minutes, whatever.
Oh.
What he's planning on is he wants to continue his schooling and training because he wants to get a swimming scholarship and go to university.
Oh.
So this teenage kid who so many other kids would have gone, yes, I'm finally viral. I've made it at life.
Yeah, totally.
He's like, yeah, thanks for the free shoes. I'm going to go to uni and swim fast.
Good on him.
Hopefully you see me at the Olympics in my white shoes.
Damn, Daniel.
Good job, brother.
Killing it.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Ready, go. A very exciting day for the entertainment industry. The 88th Academy Awards are taking place in LA today.
That's right, and they are being broadcasted. I think it was on WIN at 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Channel 9, yes. So the red carpet will kick off at 9:30 Australian time, and the show will start from 12:30. So the actual awards kick off at 12:30, the Savo. Chris Rock is hosting this year.
He's great.
He's so funny.
He needs to bring out a new stand-up special.
Mm.
Oh, God, he's one of the best comedians of all time.
Well, as well as hosting the event, there will also be a long list of people presenting awards.
Okay.
J.J. Abrams, director.
Okay. Director of Star Wars.
So Sacha Baron Cohen, Kate Blanchett, Steve Carell. There's a long list here, so I'll pick my faves. Tina Fey, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman?
Whoopi Goldberg is also presenting an award. Ryan Gosling, Kevin Hart. Jared Leto, Margot Robbie, Sofia Vergara, Pharrell Williams, and many, many more. Lady Gaga, Sam Smith, and The Weeknd are hitting the stage to perform.
Very nice.
Now, this has to be Leonardo DiCaprio's year, right?
Oh, I've heard that sentence before, Amber.
I know. I think it's just like what we're all hoping. He's had a very long career. His resume is outstanding.
Yes.
And it is mind-blowing that in the 25 years that he's been acting, he hasn't won an Academy Award.
He should have got one for like his first big role, which was for What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah, or maybe even Titanic. That was a brilliant movie.
Oh, yeah, but he was good in it. I mean, he didn't really test the boundaries of acting in it.
That's true.
Don't get me wrong. He was great in it, but geez.
So his newest film, The Revenant, which I have seen, and it is a brilliant movie.
Yes, I have not seen it yet.
It leads with the most nominations of 12, including a Best Actor. Is that what the category's called?
Yeah, Best Actor.
Yeah. So many fans are hoping today is the day.
I've got to get around to seeing that.
It's very good. There's an amazing bear scene in it.
Well, do you remember when that scene was filmed? There was Fox had to release a statement saying that the bear hadn't had its way with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
They had to release an official statement saying that because that's what the internet was.
It was so realistic.
Yep. So, guys, despite what you may have heard, no bear has been intimate with Leonardo DiCaprio,
and I mean,
okay? He's fine.
It's 2016. Of course, special effects, like, in this modern day, even just some really good special effects.
I haven't seen it. It's not in the plot that the bear has its way with him, is it? It's just a fight scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an attack scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to be clear on that.
Yeah, the bear's not trying to hump him.
Because if I don't want to sit down to watch a movie where Leonardo DiCaprio is going to have a bear
get jiggy with him. No, absolutely not. It's like, it's an attack.
Get jiggy with him.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I got the reference. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
I don't think even Will Smith would call like that. That's great.
Very, very exciting day for the entertainment industry. No doubt we'll be watching it. I was supposed to be having a productive day today.
So was I.
I don't think I'm going to. Because the Academy Awards are on.
Sorry.
It only happened once a year.
My girlfriend's at home in bed right now. Sorry, we're not in the garden today. Academy Awards. Amber, Steve Jobs is in the crosshairs of the San Francisco City.
Right. Why?
Now, to be clear, for those who don't know, Steve Jobs has been dead for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Died of pancreatic cancer. This is the former CEO of Apple.
Yep.
The man in the skivvies.
Mm-hmm.
With his fancy new iPod. Just smugly walking out on stage. Oh, what's that? You thought I'd bring out a product? Oh, it's right here in this envelope. You didn't think it'd get this thin, did you? Wipe the smugness off your face, Jobs. We know you've got a good product.
Very proud of his product.
Oh, I know I've got it around here somewhere. Here it is in this manila envelope, the new iPad.
He's also dead.
I didn't kill him.
No, I know that. But San Francisco...
Oh, that's right. San Francisco looking for him.
They're looking for Steve Jobs.
Apparently, Steve Jobs, he wasn't the greatest at following signs when it came to parking.
Okay.
Disabled sign, Jobs doesn't care. Mm. He's rich. He's parking there. He'll take the ticket.
That's rude.
It is a bit rude. Yeah,
super rude, but...
Again, he's paying the ticket. Whatever. Apparently, he overpaid a few. So did quite a few people at Apple, and so now the city of San Francisco are trying to do some refunds.
Oh, that's amazing. Steve Jobs,
the city
CEO of Apple, one of the most richest men on the planet.
Well, he was, and his widow now is, again, one of the richest women on the planet. Well, the city of San Francisco needs to cut him a check for $176, which I'm guessing she's just itching for.
Well, look, the city of San Francisco... I've got a beef with you. You have a massive homeless problem. Cut the homeless people down in the suburb of Tenderloin a check.
Is there a suburb called Tenderloin in San Francisco?
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds delicious. And it's full of homeless people, is it?
It is very rough in Tenderloin. You would not walk around Tenderloin, San Francisco on your own. Ever.
Oh, okay. It sounds delicious.
Don't do that.
Well, but are you saying, like, Steve Jobs is one of many?
Mm-hmm.
That those people who overpaid shouldn't get their refunds. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well,
if you'd paid too much on your rego, for example,
I'm very much alive.
Yeah,
like, refund me. I'm alive. Steve Jobs is dead. Donate the billionaire's like refund to charity. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
San Francisco, give that $176 to a homeless man.
Yeah.
Homeless problem in San Fran fixed. Mariah Carey is possibly queen of the modern-day divas. I think that's safe.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, just the stories you hear about, you know, just we need everything to be this type of cloth in this colour in the room. And...
just like as far from humble as you could be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Like, I've heard, and I'm just reading it in this article here, that wherever possible she likes to lie down instead of sitting. And, I mean, even as far as recording, there's a picture here on her Instagram of a recording team around her in bed. With the caption, working from bed, sometimes you have to make the voiceover studio come to you. #real life. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have, not going to lie, I have thought about, like, I wonder if we could just do our radio show from bed one day.
It has crossed my mind. Unfortunately, it would mean we'd be in bed together, and as much as you want that to happen, it's just not going to, Amber. Stop bringing it up at promotions meetings. It's making me uncomfortable. Amber Mariah Carey, footage has emerged of her being wheeled onto the stage in Las Vegas because her high heels were hurting her feet.
Take them off.
Yes.
Show us that you're a real human and just like walk out on stage barefoot and be like, hey guys, my feet hurt. Am I right, ladies?
That's right.
And we'd all be like, woo, high heels suck.
Carry them in your left hand. It's like, I've had a big day. Let's leave these off.
Yeah.
And when I say wheeled in, I don't mean even in a wheelchair. She's had to have something knocked together for her where it's like, it looks like some form of platform thing on wheels that's like used to carry around a lot of chairs, I'd imagine, or maybe luggage, something like that. And she's just got a seat plonked on it, sitting there, doing her makeup, answering some phone calls, because walking's just a bit much for Mariah Carey.
Oh, I was really hoping that they would have just like brought her out in an office chair, just like, here she comes, and then just giving her a big push from the wings of the stage, and whee!
Not even a good one, one that's missing a wheel and like doesn't spin properly.
The dodgy trolley that you're always going to get.
Now that I'd love to see. Mariah Carey pushed on a stage in a shopping trolley like Johnny Knoxville. Sign me up. Amber, yesterday the Academy Awards were on, and I really enjoy watching the Academy Awards.
Love it.
I like seeing the movies, I like being on it, and it gives me a good opportunity to go, oh, I didn't see that, that looks good.
Yes, definitely.
So it was really cool. One of the ones I always look forward to is Best Original Song.
Yeah.
Last year, Common and John Legend won for Glory, which I'd never heard up to that point. From the movie Selma. Great movie, great song, very deserving.
Yeah.
Another song that I actually hadn't heard from a movie I hadn't seen was Sam Smith's song from the new 007 Spectre.
Mm-hmm. Which he'd performed before he won.
Yeah. I thought Gaga maybe a little bit rough not to win. Because she'd performed that night as well and just not a dry eye in the house.
Very powerful.
How she can physically get through that song without crying is beyond me.
I thought she had a little moment.
She might have, but her voice didn't skip a beat. Anyway, Sam Smith said, well, this was what he said during his acceptance speech.
I read an article a few months ago by Sir Ian McKellen, and he said that no openly gay man had ever won an Oscar. And if this is the case, even if it isn't the case, I want to dedicate this to the LGBT community all around the world.
Like, good on him for dedicating.
That part I like.
That.
Good on him for dedicating it to the LGBT. Oh, the LGBTI community around the world.
Well done.
Definitely, that's a really nice touch.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a claim like, I may be the first openly gay man to win one of these awards, it's probably worth doing your research.
Do a fact check.
Yeah, because I'm guessing you didn't come up with that on the spot.
No.
Because, you know, quite a few. I mean, a big one, which you reminded me, I'd completely forgotten this one. Elton John's won one.
Yeah.
He won one for Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King.
Yeah.
So there's one. Sir John, I think it's Gielgud, won Best Actor in a Supporting Role for Arthur. If you haven't, the '80s Arthur is so good. I believe he plays the butler. He's great in it. Dustin Lance Black won for Riding Milk. There is a bloke named Howard Ashman who won two. One for Best Original Song, Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid. And he also wrote the title song from Beauty and the Beast, and he won for both of those.
Good on him.
All I'm saying, very nice that he did the dedication.
Yep.
But geez, I don't know, nice like that. It's worth doing your research.
And look, I think we can all take a lesson from Sam Smith today.
Yes.
Not everything that we read on the internet is true.
Okay? You're That's spot a on.
Very good.
That is the lesson here. You're spot on.
It's a huge lesson.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Obviously, a very big day for the entertainment industry. The Academy Awards, aka the Oscars, were on yesterday.
Yes, big day.
Spent a solid chunk of my day on the couch watching it.
Yep.
I didn't want to miss a second, so thankfully, Leonardo DiCaprio won.
He did.
Phew, finally.
Some are saying that it shouldn't have been his year, but we won't get into that. He's won.
Look. He did.
I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know. I'm not going to speculate.
I mean, like, I really dig the movie.
You dug it?
I dug the movie.
But did you dig his role?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
It's like an emotional kind of thing. Anyway, good with words.
You are quite
today.
The thesaurus right now.
I know. Well, he did win Best Actor, and once you win, apparently you go and get your name engraved on the statue.
Yes.
It's all kept hush-hush till, you know, they open the envelope.
They're very worried about leaks.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't trust Mr. Engraver.
Yeah. Now, a video was taken of Leo in line to get his Oscar engraved, and the footage is just brilliant. Obviously, the internet exploded seconds after Leo was announced as the best actor on the night. And he obviously expected that. He's been poking a bit of fun at himself as well. Now, in this audio, you hear him say to the engraver, "Do you do this every year? I wouldn't know." Take a listen.
Listen close.
I do this every year.
Amazing.
That's pretty funny.
So at the end of the night, Leo hit up an LA hotspot Argo for a bite to eat, but he left without his Oscar.
Oh, well, he forgot it.
He was seen hopping into a car, and shortly after, someone came running out and handed him the 4 kilo.
That's amazing.
Little gold man. Amazing.
That is so good.
So
he was
hang on to it. Leo, what are you doing?
He had a literal boatload of supermodels to get home to, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Poor old Leo.
And it's been a long day, I'd say. Like,
oh, yeah.
Long afternoon.
Probably
and then
didn't
you
have much
sit through,
sleep
like, the longest awards ceremony ever.
Sobermod, I had.
I know. You they know, don't even sit at a dining, like a table and, you know, converse and laugh.
No.
They literally just sit in a cinema chair and stare at the stage.
3 hours.
I know, that's so bad.
Really, like, there was, what, 3 songs played during the night? That's your entertainment?
I reckon there was a lot of flasks in bags.
This is just an uncomfortable conversation that would have to be had. I'm sure that everyone, our generation, I'm sure it's something that goes every generation, helping your parents with technology.
Yes.
I mean, my mum's technology in her house has overtaken my knowledge, so I can't help anymore. Last time I went there, I'd helped her. When she moved in, she's got like a projector room, a full cinema room.
Yeah.
And I looked at what she had and I went, okay, with that cable, I can get your 40-year-old stereo. We can make this work.
Yeah.
Since then, she's got a whole new everything in there. I don't know what some of the things are in there.
And just a side note, Billows' mum teaches elderly people how to use their iPads and gadgets and stuff.
Yeah. The days of my mum asking me how to use things, basically over.
It's amazing. Like, I need to have a lesson with Mrs. Billings.
She'll be able to help you out.
Yeah. Teach me your ways.
This person, her name is Robin. She's had to have a bit of a chat to her old man about how Snapchat works. How about a bit of a Snapchat tutorial after... So this was a couple of weeks back that it's coming out now. Her dad sent a picture. It was racy, but his bits were covered with a sea of emojis.
Uh-huh.
It said, "Happy Valentine's."
Oh, dear.
He went to send it to her mother and instead just popped it on the public story.
Aw.
Yeah.
Like, "Dad, that's like 24 hours. That's going to be there for a full day."
I just love how he doesn't really care. Here's the text conversation. "Dad, your Snapchat was so inappropriate," in capitals. "Dad, sorry. Thought I only sent it to Mum. Lol, XX." Does not care.
Just doesn't care.
Next text, he goes back. "Don't know how it works. XX."
Just so cash. He chunks on the interweb.
She writes back, "That's on your story." You know what he writes back? This guy's
an
absolute champion. And then he writes again, "So effing what? Nothing to say apart from my legs and those emoji things."
Those emoji things.
I find certain world record attempts pointless.
Yeah.
We all remember the debacle about the, "This many people hugged a lighthouse and it was a record." It's like, really?
Yeah, but some people think that that's nice.
Well, some people are idiots.
Thank you, lighthouse, for all the light that you provide the ships. Love you, just lighthouse.
Just support me. This guy is doing a pointless record, but he gets a pass. Okay? Extenuating circumstances.
So you are like the keeper of records.
I'll
you
probably be working for Guinness pretty soon.
What is good and what is bad.
Most
and we
certainly.
All just need to conform to you.
Yeah, no, you've really nailed that in a nutshell. Thank you, Emma. Okay. No, I couldn't have put it better myself. You nailed that.
I refuse to be told what I should believe.
This bloke, okay, his extenuating circumstances are this gentleman whose name is someone Miller.
Mm-hmm.
That might be his first name. I'm just seeing Miller everywhere.
Miller. Let's call him Miller.
He lost his son to a rare form of cancer. It's a brainstem tumor that he got. It affects about 200 kids in the US a year. So it's a pretty rare one. Oof. Doesn't mean the cause is any less worthy.
Yeah. Totally.
What he's doing, he's doing this for charity. That's the second part, which means he gets a pass. He is riding. He's trying to break the world record for how long. I don't quite follow it 100%. Basically, he's riding an exercise bike for as long as he can for 2 weeks.
Brilliant.
Ooh, he's when asked how he's feeling, he said, "I'm extremely tired." He's a week in.
Yeah.
A week in. He's sleeping for 15, 20, or possibly 30 minutes at a time. He says it's just physically demanding to get up and keep riding. He's at this point at the halfway mark.
Whoa.
He's planning on doing another week.
Whoa.
Yes. He's been trying to surpass this record of 268 hours, 32 minutes and 44 seconds.
Wow.
When this other guy did that in 11 days and 4 hours.
Ooh.
He wants to do it in 14 and he wants to smash it.
Nice.
Like I said, pointless record. Very good cause.
Very good cause.
He's raised quite a bit of money so far, apparently. And he's, from what I can gather, the picture I'm looking at, he's just sitting in a gym, just constantly. Whoa. It'd be like if you were going to Club Aquarius every day, yeah. And you'd just see this guy just getting tighter and tighter. It's like, he hasn't changed.
He'd have like a support crew with him, like.
Well, that's the thing. I'm sure he's got someone keeping an eye on him, but yeah. The picture I'm seeing is just him on an exercise bike in a gym, just doing his thing with his water bottle.
I would need like constant praise, like,
yeah,
to keep me going.
I would need to lie down for 12 hours after doing about half an hour. So more power to this guy. I hope he smashes the record and makes a whole heap of money.
Spot on, mate.
Star FM.
Amber, Academy Awards yesterday. We've been talking about a few bits and pieces, mostly the music-related stuff.
And Leo. Bit of Leo.
It's all we've really spoken about. So I thought we'd rip through a few of the other winners.
Sure.
Obviously, Leo picked up Best Actor for The Revenant. Finally got that little gold man in his hands.
Yes.
Everyone was happy for him.
Yes.
Except for the other people that were nominated, I guess. They probably wished it was them.
But even then, they were probably like, yeah, well.
If I was going to lose to anyone, I guess, okay, it was Leo.
Yeah.
Best Actress went to Brie Larson for the movie Room. I don't know who that is or what that movie is. What's your knowledge?
It looked really good. She was in 22 Jump Street.
As what?
21 Jump Street.
In the first one.
Like the Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill one.
Yeah.
The remake. Not like.
Oh, she wasn't in the 80s one with Johnny Depp, this young girl that I saw picking this up last night. No?
Yeah, she was like Jonah Hill's love interest.
Oh,
in
okay.
That.
Oh, good on her.
I was like, her face is so familiar, and I Googled her, and yeah, come on.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like her Oscar's been overshadowed by Leo a bit.
Yeah,
I'm glad we're having a chat about her today.
Best Picture went to Spotlight. It also won Best Original Screenplay. That I'm going to check out. That looks amazing.
Yeah.
That's about the journos, the investigative journalists, who were shining lights on various wrongdoings by the church.
Yes.
In regards to molestation.
Yes.
As in hot, very raw subject, yeah. But the film looks powerful as hell. Mm-hmm. I'll check that one out. Best Director went to The Revenant. It went pretty well last night. Mm-hmm. Best Documentary went to Amy, about Amy Winehouse. I haven't seen this, but you have.
Yeah, I've seen. I'm a big fan of Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Loved her
I know
music.
Nothing about her, so I really want to check that out
it
as
is
well.
A really good doco.
Yep.
If you are even slightly interested in Amy Winehouse and the life that she led, then I definitely recommend watching Amy.
Best Animated Feature, Inside Out. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Oh, God, it was a great movie. Really dug that. Was it Pixar or DreamWorks? I think it was Pixar.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Check it out. Ennio Morricone for Best Original Score for The Hateful Eight. This bloke, geez, they had to put a couple of songs on while he walked up to get his statue, didn't they?
Oh, my God.
The oldest man on the planet, I think.
I was like Father Time's walking to the stage to collect his Oscar. What a lovely little Spanish man.
Yeah, this guy's been doing music for films forever. Mm-hmm. Like, he did the music for the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, for example. Like, a lot of Clint Eastwood stuff he's done, and he's been getting a lot of work thanks to Quentin Tarantino.
He did the...
Yep. That's Ennio. And also, Amber, a little Australian film. The little Australian film that could... For best makeup, best sound editing, best production design, best film editing, best sound mix, and best costume design... Mad Max Fury Road.
Epic.
It just kept cleaning up. It just, there was about four in a row at one.
Yeah.
And it was awesome to see, like, it would have been cool if, like, any of the actors went, but it was all the behind-the-scenes people.
Yeah,
the ones that are easily forgotten. But as soon as you see, like, best costume design, you look at Mad Max, you're like, of course they won.
Mm.
Best makeup. And you're like, of course they won. So, yeah, congratulations to all the Mad Max crew.
Yeah, and then, like, the national news came on straight after the Academy Awards, and they're like, yeah, Mad Max.
That's
proud of that.
Sorry, Leo who? We're all about Mad Max over here.
That's right.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Kris Jenner will be a guest on The Ellen Show tomorrow, but they've already released a sneak peek. Of course, Ellen brings up Kanye's extreme Twitter rants, and the pair discuss what Kanye has been doing, and Kris replies, there have been days where there should be no tweeting. And I feel like
Kris Jenner's saying this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about her on Twitter, but I mean, her family.
She said she feels like she should ground him for the naughty things he's been saying.
Kris Jenner thinks she should ground her 40-year-old son-in-law.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I can't see any problems with that.
So Ellen suggests that he should have a board of people that he needs to run things by, and that he should listen to them. Of course, Kris comes to Kanye's defense. Take a listen.
Sometimes I feel like what he's really trying, like he was like, oh, I'm $53 million in debt, or, you know, that whole thing. And I'm like, what he was trying to say was that's what he's done to spend on his clothing line over the last 15 or 20 years, you know, whatever it's been. But it comes out not exactly the right way. And then people get it misconstrued, you know, through the media. It's complicated. What can you say?
So that $53 million that Kanye claims to be in debt is what he's poured into his clothing line over the last 15, 20 years. Which doesn't make any sense because one hoodie is literally like $17 million. It's not literally, but
I want to back you until literally.
So, not a very good business plan, though.
Well, I can't remember if I was saying this to you off air or on air last week. I wanted to buy something that Kanye was selling.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him on an article one time, and he was wearing just a short sleeve grey hoodie.
Yeah.
And I went, that's cool. I like that. I'm going to investigate. Turns out it was part of his clothing line.
Yeah.
That was about $300 each, and it was limited edition to something like 300 of them.
Yeah.
What's the point? You're running a business. I want to give you money. Let me give you money.
Yeah.
But no, your stuff's too exclusive.
Yeah, and so expensive.
And like, also, I wasn't going to spend that sort of money even if it was available.
Like a pair of Yeezy shoes.
Yep.
What are they for? Worth like $300-$400?
But I mean, even then, they're all limited edition.
Mm.
People line up, like shoe heads will line up for hours on opening day for a pair of them because they're so rare.
Mm-hmm.
You're running a business.
Mm.
And, God, and also, while I'm whinging about Kanye, for someone with as good a vocabulary as you've got, be clearer with what you mean.
Yeah.
We're not going to get misconstrued. He would have a better vocabulary than 99% of the people on Earth.
Yeah.
And
use your words, Kanye.
Yeah.
Yep. Spit them out.
Oh, good gracious. That just everything in that household just infuriates me.
Yeah.
Amber, for March, my girlfriend and I have decided we're going to try to eat a little bit better.
Yep.
Like, we eat in most nights, so we're usually reasonably healthy. Like, fast food is pretty rare at our house. But we do both have a bit of a sweet tooth.
Yes.
So if I'm out shopping and
you see a block of chocolate, that happens to be the jelly.
Well, usually we've got some form of excuse. It was half price.
That's true.
It was three for whatever amount of money. If there's a special tag on it, chances are it's going in the basket.
I agree.
Yeah, so we're going to try to stop doing that for March just to be a bit healthier.
Yeah.
So I don't need this in my life right now because this sounds amazing, what's been announced today.
Do you want me to eat it for you?
Yeah, I think you might want to.
Doubles for me. What is it?
McDonald's have released a new McFlurry. And it is a Cadbury Cream Egg McFlurry.
Oh, my God.
I know. Does that not sound like the most amazing thing?
Oh, my God.
Yep, they're going to smash a Cadbury Cream Egg and blend it into a soft serve, and it's only a limited time. It's going to have
Easter.
Yeah, just in time for Easter. That's what they're doing. It's got 383 calories, so about a quarter of your day worth there.
Yeah, I mean, calories is like another language to me.
How about 56 grams of sugar?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a bit more your language.
Well, compared to like 300 grams of sugar, it's not that much, is it?
Well, yes. No, you're right, Amber. One of those numbers is definitely greater than the other.
Yep.
You're spot on.
Yep. I just like to think, like, what could be worse for me?
Yeah, an actual bowl of sugar could be worse for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not eating an actual bowl of sugar.
You're right. You're basically eating a salad and jogging simultaneously. You're spot on, Amber.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
If reports are true, Gwyneth Paltrow may walk away with everything in her divorce to Chris Martin.
What do you mean, everything?
Okay. So apparently Chris hasn't responded or answered the divorce petition.
Oh.
Which was filed in April last year. I know.
Go on.
That should be priority number one, right? You're getting divorced or you're consciously uncoupling, which led to getting a divorce.
Yes.
That should be, like, priority number one. I want joint custody of the kids.
Yep.
You can have the LA house. I'll have the Malibu house.
You can keep your crappy Coldplay back catalogue. I'll keep my Iron Man money.
Yeah. You know.
And he's just forgot.
Well.
He should have people to handle this.
That's like, right.
And he would have a lawyer on retainer. That is his problem.
Yeah. And if he doesn't respond soon, Gwen could get a default judgment. That means that she could get full custody of their two children.
Oh, God.
I know.
Is there a chance that Chris Martin just wanted to, you know, have a bit more Chris time? He's like, oh, no, I forgot. Gwyneth, my kids. Oh, I'm so relaxed.
Yeah, but wasn't he dating...
Jennifer Lawrence at one point?
Yeah. That was my first thought when I read this, and it made me a bit mad, because I was like, Chris, put it away for a second. And... just sign your divorce petition.
He's nearly 40. He's got a late 20s girlfriend. Mm. It'd be easy to forget that you've got kids, is all I'm saying.
That's the worst. Horrid.
I'm not the one who forgot to sign my divorce petition. For once in my life, I'm going into bat for Chris Martin.
I was so interested to see whose side you were going to be on.
Because I despise them both.
Yeah,
it was a tough one.
I was very interested. Stirring the pot nice and early, getting Billows all worked up.
Is there a way for them both to end sad in this story? Because that's what I'd like to really vote for.
Divorce?
Is there any chance that I can end up with all their money? Not their kids. They can have them. Just the money.
No, you can't.
I'll take that Coldplay money. I don't care how much blood's on it.
You hate Coldplay so much.
Their money's
you don't deserve any money.
Their money's as green as anyone else's, Amber. I'll take it.
Billows, imagine.
Okay.
If there was a nice little designated double bed somewhere in the office.
Stop hitting on me.
So you can have a little nap, have a little kippy.
That does sound pretty sweet.
A little sleepy.
Okay. Yeah. Is this something you're going to take to our boss, Alan Burrows?
I could pitch it.
Okay.
So a HR company from Manchester often asks their employees how they can better their office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give us some ideas, guys.
Yep.
Do you need better coffee in the tea room?
Yes.
We need that. Yeah, we do. The staff had taken this opportunity to request a bed be installed. Management initially believed that the requests were a joke.
Yeah, well, that's pretty ridiculous. I mean, you're not getting a lot of work done in bed.
That's right. But after doing some research how bed rest can increase productivity, they decided to create a designated sleep zone.
Okay.
They rolled in a double bed, furnished it, dimmed the lights above the bed. Yeah. So they've dimmed the lights and people can have like...
a glass of wine, some chocolate, some massage oil.
Look, I don't think the staff are encouraged to take... Like an hour, like a chunk of their day at a time. Like
a little
15-minute
power nap?
Yeah.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
The scenario is that we've got this in our office
and
everyone uses it. Mm-hmm. Do you want to sleep in a bed that everyone's using? Because I don't.
Well.
I like my bed that I use.
Actually, I was reading that the management haven't seen anyone like under the covers and snoring yet. So people are just taking this opportunity to rest their eyes for a sec, have a little power nap, and then buzz off.
As long as someone was in charge of the sheets cleaning,
yeah.
I think that could be cool.
Yeah, or I think maybe the staff should do rotations of that.
Yeah.
They get their bed.
Have you ever had a workplace where you've slept?
No, I think I've probably closed my eyes here once, like between meetings. But I used to work at the juice bar and there is no room at all.
I've slept at damn near all my jobs, I reckon. When I worked at a very unsuccessful video shop, oh, did I love rolling in there hungover to have a nap behind the counter.
What if someone came in and stole some stuff?
The door's got a ding on it. Wake up. I'd be up before they were even in the door.
If I was asleep at work,
yeah,
like I'm asleep when I'm asleep, like I'm out.
Yeah, most people are asleep when they're asleep.
Like dead to the world. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I've slept when I was a firefighter, on the bonnet, under the vehicle, yeah, in the tray, in the seat.
Lucky they have an alarm. You have confessed on the show that you slept while you were a lifeguard.
Well, I did perfect sleeping with one eye open like a dolphin. I could stand there and I'm sure that I used to be resting just one eye, just rested over. Every
so
now and then you'd sort of stumble a little bit, like your knees would buckle and you're like, oh, still need to stand up. I'm wearing my sunnies, so they can't tell, but if I actually hit the deck, they're going to know I'm asleep. Worst lifeguard ever. Amber, you're a Subway fan, aren't you?
Yum.
Yes. Are we going to talk about sandwiches? Go on.
Or do you mean like a dirty, filthy train?
No, I do mean the sandwiches.
Okay, great.
I do mean the sandwiches. You're sorted there. An Australian teenager, he put a picture on Facebook that proved that the sandwich he got, his foot long, was in fact only 11 inches long.
How long is a foot? 12?
12.
Oh, come on.
He's been shortchanged an inch. They are advertised as a foot long.
It's true.
Therefore, they should be 12 inches long.
Do you think bread could maybe be a bit unpredictable when you're baking it? Like, maybe it hasn't risen enough?
Okay. Why am I surprised that you are backing big business on this one?
All right. Who has actually ever measured a Subway, though?
This guy. And a judge in the United States has given Subway a slap on the wrist for it. The judge approved $520,000 in legal fees and $500 for each of the 10 individuals who were part of a class action lawsuit against Subway.
What?
Because their sandwiches, as advertised, were not 12 inches.
False advertising.
That's right. So Subway have said they will make sure that moving forward, every foot-long sandwich that you order will be a foot long. And none of this, you know, saying something's a certain length and then it's, you know, they've just padded it out with a couple of inches. Am I right, ladies? That was a long way, to get that subtle little joke in there.
Oh my God. So start measuring.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
So we know that Britney Spears has a residency in Las Vegas.
Who? How is there the demand for Britney to be playing several times a week is beyond me, but carry on.
Her shows in Vegas, right, sell out pretty much every night.
And they're not cheap either.
Look, they're maybe like $90 or something. And when I was in Vegas last year, I was like, it'd be cool, I guess, to go and see Britney in Vegas while we're here.
Not $90.
And I was like, oh, I'm not spending $90 on Britney Spears.
No, if it was like an almost throw-in, it's like, oh, you know, get a meal and a drink and we'll send you to see Britney Spears or, you know, $30 when you do some gambling or something. $90?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, Britney Spears was on the cover of V Magazine and she's opened up about her brand new album.
Oh, with bated breath.
Oh, I know. So she has revealed that, honestly, she's just particular with this record. It's my baby and she really wants it done right.
Okay.
Like most artists, I guess, when they're bringing out an album. Yes, you're very protective of it. Yes, you want it to be the best ever.
Doesn't always happen, but okay. I hope it goes really well for her.
She says, I'm proud of the work that we've been doing. It's very different.
Oh, when you start getting adventurous, you can either, when you swing for the fences, you can either knock it out of the park, Amber, or completely strike out.
That's right. So, but I guess you've got to try.
That's right. If you don't try, then you'll just wonder what if.
Yep, that's right.
No. More power to you. Good job, Britney.
So, good news for Britney Spears fans.
I look forward to her selling dozens of copies.
I look forward to not buying it.
Oh, no, I was never doing that. I was wishing her the best that I could with dozens of copies.
Don't lie, Billows. You'll get it. Don't
Hit
lie.
Me, baby, one more time.
Ugh.
Amber, I promised you we'd have a bit of a chat about some dogs, about some pooches.
Yes.
This story is out of Brazil, Amber. Four dogs have been taken from shelters, so saved from... Look, they might have been adopted, but I think they do have a bit of a stray dog problem over there.
Yeah.
They've been rescued and have been given the job. It's just a trial phase, just to see if this is something that can work moving forward. They've been given a job as ball dogs at the Brazil Open tennis tournament.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, that they've been trained up so they know to when to collect the balls and when not to, you know, interrupt a point in play.
Does it specify what kind of dogs they are?
They have.
Is everyone imagining
got,
like a Kelpie? Or
what have I got here? I'm not real good with dogs, to be honest, so I'm not sure. But I will show you a picture. Sunraysia, you're about to hear, if happiness has a sound, you're about to hear it come from one Amber Wheatland, I think.
I might wee myself.
What do you think of that?
Oh, my God. He's wearing little knee pads.
I think they're little sweatbands, aren't they? That's what I think they are. He's got a little balaclava around his knee and the tennis ball in his mouth. Apparently the biggest problem they've got so far, like the players love him, crowds love him.
Of course.
But the dogs are easily distracted, apparently.
But that would be like the most adorable tennis match ever.
Yeah. So,
oh, my God. You might be thinking, oh, my dog's useless and doesn't even catch a ball.
Yeah. These ones, bringing it back to the players.
Amazing!
Apparently, they've got a little bit of a problem trying to get it. They need to drop the ball a bit quicker. Sometimes the players need to wrestle with them. Go on, give it back. Drop it. Drop it. Drop it. And they're like, yay, we're playing! Amber, the other day when I was live tweeting the Oscars, I put up a picture. It was just of me in my office, and I just captioned it, the glitz and glamour of the Oscars versus the mundaneness of live tweeting it.
Yeah.
Just to show that I'm just sitting there in my Sunday best, by which I mean what I wear around my house on a Sunday, despite the fact it was Monday.
Yeah.
And that's all I was doing.
Yeah.
It looks like absolutely nothing's gone into it, but I did have a good look around the office just to make sure nothing incriminating.
Right.
I can't even think of an example because there's nothing illegal in my house.
Yeah.
It was more just, is there anything here that could be used against me? Something that could be embarrassing? I can't even think of an example, but I was very certain there was nothing around that would get
me
in trouble.
Like a copy of High School Musical DVD
there you
on
go.
Your desk.
There you go. I don't have a copy of that, but fantastic example.
Okay.
And that was... Some thought went into it, that's what I'm saying, for an off-the-cuff sort of thing. Kanye West is in the news, Amber.
Okay.
Because he, just off the cuff, he wanted to show off that he was listening to a new song from someone called... Is it Sofjan Stevens or Sofwan Stevens?
Yeah.
Either way. He's just done a screenshot from his computer showing that he's just got YouTube open and that's what he's listening to.
Yep.
Which is, that's cool. Yeah. Good on you, man.
Yeah.
You're supporting other people, checking out what they're doing, keeping your finger on the pulse.
What incriminating stuff was on his computer?
He didn't look at the other tabs he had open.
Oh, no.
One of which is Media Downloader, which is used to rip music from YouTube.
Oh, no.
And the other one was the Pirate Bay.
Oh, no.
Which is used to... We'll download anything illegal you could ever think of, ever. From music to movies to books to comics to...
Are you surprised that he would...
Well, he could probably explain it away because he is planning on suing the Pirate Bay at the moment because The Life of Pablo, exclusively released on Tidal, was available on the Pirate Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So he is planning a lawsuit, but... That doesn't explain the Media Downloader on the next one. So he does have two pretty incriminating tabs open. People are tweeting away at him saying even Kanye had to pirate The Life of Pablo to hear it. So, yeah, he's been left a little red-faced, but I'm sure he'll just explain it away with some insanity.
Mm. He'll just tweet it out. Does he even talk anymore or he just purely tweets?
Just tweets, I believe,
okay,
yeah.
I thought so.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
All right. Last year, you might remember, Guy Sebastian represented Australia in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Ah, the little idol winner who could, eh?
Was it the first time that Australia's been invited to the Eurovision?
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
Because it was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't the first time, it was the first time in a while that Australia had been invited.
It sounds right, but I'm not confident enough to confirm or deny.
You know, I've had a lot of beers... Since last year's Eurovision.
Oh, I was going to say...
Not this morning.
This morning?
No.
Yeah, Eurovision's one that doesn't really hit my radar. Oh, I'm not a big Eurovision
guy. I've watched it a few times with my dad and my brother.
Oh, it's insane.
When we were younger, it was amazing. Anyway, so Australia has been invited back to compete in the Eurovision for 2016. Are you ready to find out who will represent Australia
on
the
stage? Yeah, who's it going to be?
Dami Im.
She... Did we meet her? At the Radio Awards, didn't we? Yes, we did meet her.
Lovely. We were stuck in an elevator with her. Do you remember?
That wasn't me.
Oh, I was in an
elevator.
Have
I met her and you're just telling me the story? I might not have. I have no idea if I... Yeah, I have, because we thought they were taking lots of photos of us when it turns out the Dami Im was standing right in front of us.
Yeah,
that was not us.
No. Well, Dami won the X Factor in 2013.
Yes, that's right.
So, last year Guy Sebastian came fifth.
Solid effort.
Very solid effort. I mean, there's a lot of countries in Europe.
Yes. No, that's cool. I think she's a great choice. She'll put on a great show.
Yeah.
And I think she'll represent Australia really well.
Yes, me too.
Exciting stuff. Amber, a leading nutritionist has come out to say he's going to tell us why we're tired all the time and why we're reaching for coffee and why that's wrong. He's going to basically tell me that my whole life's a lie. At this point, from what I can gather. His name's Pete Newman.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if I trust an expert who shortens his first name.
What?
Not sure about that.
That is a terrible reason not to trust someone.
Would you trust a Dr. Billy? I wouldn't.
Pete is different, don't you think?
Reckon?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Pete. Peter?
Dr. Charlie. Just go with Charles, mate. Putting a lot of trust in you here.
It's a strange reason to be upset at a doctor.
That's all right. He's not a doctor, so I'll let him slide. He says that basically the most common thing causing fatigue is sensitivity to food, or in more extreme cases, food intolerance. That's fair enough. A lot of people have different intolerances. I know I gave up white bread because it made me really tired. It was a sad day.
Well,
oh,
isn't
white
like,
bread's the best.
Isn't 70% of the population these days like gluten-free? Like,
jeez. I'm sure they would have told us. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
He's saying histamines are becoming more and more common in our diet, and they create an immune response or an overreaction in the immune system, and that's why that's causing people to be tired. Your immune system's just running overtime.
Yeah.
So he's saying that the foods you should be going for, he's saying that this one, okay, this isn't, this is like a supplement. It's ubiquinol. Apparently, you'd need to eat 50 cups of spinach to meet your daily recommended intake, so it's worth having a chat to the pharmacist.
Right, okay.
Blueberries.
Yes.
They're delicious.
High in antioxidants.
Yes. What's even better is freezing blueberries doesn't destroy any benefits, so you can just keep them in the freezer. We do that at our house.
Yes.
Dark chocolate.
Also high in antioxidants.
That's right. So that's a good one for you. Aged garlic extract, tea, green and white teas, they do contain caffeine, but instead of giving you a jolt like coffee, it's a more sustained, slow release. So tea's a good one to do.
I might start looking into tea.
Yeah, well, I don't have coffee too late in the day just because I can't sleep. Yesterday, my girlfriend, while she was at work, she took this pre-workout stuff because she wanted to go to the gym that afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in that stuff.
Yeah.
All I know is when I got home from the Sets hosting trivia last night at 10 o'clock, the floors were vacuumed, the floors were mopped, every bench was wiped down, the toilet was clean, the bathroom was clean, the shower was scrubbed within an inch of its life.
Yeah.
That stuff is amazing, and she did not sleep well last
night.
She'd
also done a huge big workout.
She had also done the huge big workout. I have no idea what's in it, but I'm going to start mixing it in with her dinner without her knowledge. If that's the sort of results I'm going to get, looks like a winner to me.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Pillows, you can be the most famous person in the world and still have toilet troubles.
What do you mean I could be?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's London home has been flooded by sewage.
Oh, no.
It makes me feel a bit like, okay, so they've recently moved to London so that Brad Pitt can film the sequel to his zombie movie World War Z.
That was an unexpected hit because it had some troubles during production and it turned out to be a really fun movie.
Yeah. So they're doing a sequel.
Yes.
He's in London filming that, so he's shipped the whole brood to to London. According to reports, the flooding created thousands of dollars of damage.
Oh.
Ew. And they were quick to action the problem. They're renting a house while they find the perfect place.
Yeah. So is it an apartment they're in? Is it a house? Like,
no, the house is 9 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms.
Well, they've probably filled every one of those bedrooms with all their kids.
Yeah. A cinema, a helicopter landing pad.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Jesus, sounds all right. I'd still move into it, even though it's flooded with poop at the moment.
I love it when crazy rich people have, like, poor people real problems. Like,
You're being a bit scarce on the details here, Em, because I know you're a bit worried that, you know, people are having breakfast, that sort of thing.
I think definitely people are having breakfast.
But, so, like, how was the consistency of what they had going through their house?
I mean, so gross.
Come on. You're here to report the news.
Such a boy. Like, that's such a boy.
How
thing.
Was the smell? How was the colour?
Oh, come on.
Amber. You ever Google something and then Google will suggest what you might be searching for?
Totally. It's so fun.
It's very rarely right, but it's always a bit of a window into what people are searching for because, like, typically they're the most searched things.
The most popular things that are being searched.
So what I thought we'd do for a new game is I would type in the start of a sentence to Google, get their top five suggestions, and see if you can guess what they are.
Great. Okay.
So what I've typed into Google here, Amber, is... Why did he?
Right.
Why did he?
So
and it's brought up the top five suggestions of what people have searched for after those words.
Yeah, put myself into other people's shoes, I guess. Probably the first one, why did he break up with me?
I'll give you a point for that one because why did he leave me is number five.
Okay.
Well done. You've still got four to go.
What? I'm only guessing three.
Oh, just there's four more in the top.
Why did he?
It's hard putting yourself in someone else's shoes,
really,
isn't it?
It's really hard.
Why did he
run away with my sister?
Oh, wow. It's a specific one. That one is not in the top five.
Okay.
I just realised how much this is like Google, but Family Feud.
Right? The survey says.
Survey says.
Wrong.
I give you a hint?
Okay.
They are all people who have been left or wronged by a male.
Oh, okay. Okay. Why did he cheat on me?
Number two, why did he cheat?
Nice.
I'm going to give you one more. Go on. Have you gone up your sleeve?
Why did he...
The other ones aren't quite as black and white. The other ones, the people might be a little bit... Oh, two of the other three, the person who's Googling might be a little bit crazy pants.
Why did he... not text me back?
Why did he stop texting is the number one response.
What?
Well done.
Thank you.
The other two were...
You said crazy pants, and I was like, oh, here we go. I can put myself in a crazy girl's pants.
In a crazy girl's pants. I have done that, Amber. The number four response was, why did he lose interest?
Oh.
And number three was, why did he block me? Amber, I was at the supermarket the other day with my girlfriend, and we needed to buy some cat food for my two cats.
Yep.
Reggie and Junior battle.
Yep.
They don't feed themselves, unfortunately.
No, that's the responsibility of having a cat or dog or child.
Several cats.
Feed them.
FYI, you can feed them all the same thing. Says the man with no children. My girlfriend pointed out something to me that I've never noticed about cat food. And I want people to have a look at this next time they're at a supermarket. All the cats on the food are sort of suggestively posed. And I don't know why. They just, like, it's either in the pose they're doing or others will just have, like, come here eyes, let's say. You look at him like, what is going on with these cats? Like,
do the marketing team behind the cat food know that it's not other cats buying the cat food? Like, it's humans?
That's right. It's like sex sells, even with cats. Oh, hey. Just hopping into bed. Room for one more. And we're just looking at, and we spent about 10 minutes being crazy people in the cat food aisle, just coming up with little captions for them. Oh, hey there. Want to bat around these balls of wool? See what happens? This is what I do with my spare time. Oh my, you really should have knocked. I'm just giving myself a bath. with my tongue. It's the cats.
And then you turn around to the dog food, like just do a 180 in the aisle, turn around, look at the dog food, and the dog's like, "Dude, like, hey guys.
Want to be friends? Want to be friends? Want to be friends? Want to be friends?
I'm hungry."
Oh, hey, hey, this tummy ain't going to rub itself.
Finally, officially, the trailer, the whole official trailer for Finding Dory has been released.
I love when trailers drop. They get me so excited, and this is going to be great.
Got a little sneak peek for you. Take a listen.
Bring it.
Migration is about going home, which is where you're from.
How do the stingrays all know where to go?
Instinct. Something deep inside you that feels so familiar that you have to listen to it.
My mom, my dad, I have a family.
We will never forget you, Dory.
What if I forget you?
Ha, I miss them. Oh my God.
Can I make a prediction about this movie?
No, it's going to make...
I will weep like a child.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. So we've had some teasers for a while, but the full trailer is now here. We're going to tweet out the link at 995starFM on Twitter.
Yes.
If you're not familiar, of course, it reintroduces Dory, Marlin and Nemo.
And also, how was being defrosted after being frozen for 30 years?
What?
It's the only reason I can imagine someone wouldn't know about Finding Dory.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
Or Finding Nemo.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I loved Finding Nemo. I just know that I'm going to love this. I'm so excited about it.
Maybe if you were a Martian, like you came from another planet.
Yeah. Like, are you an alien?
Have you been locked in a bomb shelter? That's a possibility.
Or am I the idiot for assuming that no one would know what Finding Nemo is?
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying everyone else, where have you been if you are the people?
Check out the trailer at 995starFM on Twitter.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.